Good afternoon. This is Mark Gold with Top 30 Ag Marketing, bringing you the closing Chicago Board of Trade grain comments for today, Tuesday, April 21st. The grains closed the mix with May corn down a nickel, closing at 309 and a quarter. Got down to 301. It's a new low and low close for this contract. Back in, I think it was 2016, we went down to 301. So we made a double bottom here temporarily at 301. We closed at 309 and a quarter. We actually got up to steady on the day, couldn't trade higher, and then broke a nickel again. But it was about a 14 cent rally after the lows. The beans did hold up. They made their lows at 808 and a quarter. That's a new low. But we closed higher on the day at 830 and three quarters, up 4 1/4 cents. The beans rallied 25 cents off their lows at one point, closed it higher. The meal was up 350, but the oil was down 63 ticks. Wheat was down 2 cents in the May, 546 and three quarters, but Kansas City closed up a penny and a half in the May contract. Not sure what brought the beans back. Looked like the Chinese stepped up and bought a fair amount of beans near the lows, and we should see some announcements in the next day or two about that, if I'm right. The corn, still subject to the ethanol and the crude oil. Crude oil May went out at $10 a barrel. That was up $47 after being a negative close yesterday. Right now we've got the June crude oil at $13.65. It's down about $6.75 a barrel. So that's put more pressure on corn, put pressure on the Dow Jones. Dow Jones is down 550. So we've got the Corona, we've got the crude oil all playing into this thing here. I'm really surprised the beans did rally, but somebody went bargain hunting in the beans a few minutes after the opening. Overall, you know, I don't think anything's really changed in here. The crude oil is June, now May's off the board. June's as likely to go to zero as anything else, I think. The beans and the corn, I think we can make new contract lows by a week from Thursday. That'd be first notice day, and that may be the buying opportunity. If May corn closes under 301, let's say under 299, I think it's a fast shot to significantly lower prices out here. If beans close under $8, again, I think it's a shot to low, you know, to new lows, unless we do it on the first notice day. Maybe we do it then. But overall, I still think there's an awful lot of risk in these markets. Again, if crude oil has taught us anything, there is no bottom in these markets, not even zero. So I think you've got to readjust your risk parameters out here significantly, knowing that contracts can go negative. That's really about it. I don't see any other major news out here. We'll see if the president says something about helping you guys, but there's got to be more to it than what's been going on here. If you have any questions, give us a call, 1-877-884-3343. That's 877-TT-HEDGE.